So we all know that Google, Facebook, and Amazon are following us everywhere we go, monitoring our every move. A lot of us are upset about it. A lot of us don't know what to do about it. Craig Danieloff has a solution with an app called Priv. And Craig, before I have you tell everybody about it, let's just say what it says on your app page is you can stop ads, sites, and devices from taking and sharing your data. Tell everybody how you do that.
Well, as you say, everyone's gotten a little uncomfortable with the amount of privacy and data we're all leaking or having stolen. And so we set up a couple years ago out to help people to take back control. And there's basically three steps. The first is changing a bunch of settings. You know, there's a lot of options to protect yourself, but you have to opt into privacy because by default you're opted into sharing. And so we help people to make those changes. You have to know a few things to make good decisions. So we give people tips and educate a little bit and instruct. And then number three, you need to add a few tools that are full-time protectors, like a password manager or a tracking blocker or a VPN. And so we help people to learn their options there, choose and buy the privacy-protecting tools that they need beside Priv. So Priv is sort of the guide. It's like a coach for privacy that gives you a path to make the changes that protect yourself.
Do you believe that if I follow your rules, your guidelines, I can actually stop Facebook from actually following me?
Well, you certainly cannot stop 100%, but you can stop massive amounts of data that they get now. And you can do some of that using Facebook options. You know, one nice thing in the last year or so, they added a little toggle you can throw that stops them from getting off Facebook data. So data, when you go to all the websites that have like buttons and Facebook integrations on the web, they're getting all that data about you, you know, thousands of data points. You throw that switch, at least that's not in their pile. Other things that you do with apps, that other tracking blockers, cut off more and more. So I'd say you could probably cut off 60, 70% of their data. You know, if you log into Facebook and click on Instagram ads and scroll, they're going to know that. But you can stop them from knowing your location. There's a lot you can do, and it'll help.
And I'm guessing that you don't think people should take the easy route and sign into apps and websites with their Facebook login as opposed to a separate one.
Absolutely correct. The login with Facebook is something, or Google or LinkedIn are ones we do not recommend. Sign in with Apple, however, is pretty privacy friendly, both since Apple is more privacy friendly by default. And they actually obfuscate or give you the choice of hiding your email from the site you're signing into. So we actually allow sign in with Apple in the Priv app.
Okay, so the app is free to download. Do you have recurring charges?
The app is free. There's going to be a pro version starting next month, which has sort of like the first level or two are free. And then if you want to go further, you'll need to use the paid one. Anyone who gets Priv before November 1st is going to get Priv Pro for free for life. So if someone hears this and wants to go grab it from the App Store, now's the time. And we also have just started selling bundles of third-party tools. So we recommend and review a lot of password managers and VPNs and tracking blockers and identity theft products. We now, on our website, which is theprivacy.co, sell a bundle of those from third parties. So we have Dashlane, and we have NordVPN, and we have different products that we've put together at a really great price for people who want to add that component to their protection.
All righty. And the name of the app is Priv, and that's P-R-I-I-V. If you do Priv with one I, you end up at a hair salon. Okay.
Yes.
And the website is theprivacyco.com.
Theprivacy.anything, you'll get to us.
Craig Danieloff from The Privacy Co. Download the app now.
The free version will become pro for everyone who already has it for life.
All right, Craig, thanks so much for checking in with us. I'm Jefferson Graham. Look for me on Twitter where I'm at Jefferson Graham, and I'll be back at you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.